Position number 11922, reel 4.
Mr. P.V. Jenkins, reel 4.
Well, then I returned home now, and it was midnight, you see. And when I walked into in my mother's house now, which is in the same street, when I walked there, who should be there was this sailor fella, see? And we were talking now. He said he was my brother-in-law, and that he must have been on the same train as me. So I've got a month's disembarkation leave. Now, that's the first leave in this country now in 5 years. 1 month. So we went back to Leeds after the month, reported back to Leeds. Then me and two other fellas then, they distributed you now to different units throughout the country. I got posted to Leith in Scotland, just outside Edinburgh. 641 CMT, which is Command Mixed Transport. That's half ATS and half males. See? Now, whilst I was up there, I was allocated a job in charge of a civilian petrol garage, replenishing army vehicles. Now, 6 months went by, and I thought, well, I'm going to take my wife up there with me. And I said, Hilda, I'm taking her up to Scotland with me. I haven't got lodgings there, they're in Enmine, but I get accommodation, and I get then an all night pass to stay out, take all my gear, Sten guns we had then, Sten gun, and we lived with a lady called Mrs. Anderson. Now, my wife now had to be given employment, because at that time, your wife had to go to work, you see. So they offered her three jobs. One was in a wire factory, one was in a rubber factory, I think, and the other one was with Kayleigh's Chocolate, Duncan's Chocolate, see. And we thoroughly enjoyed ourselves up there, mine. Well, now, we was up there then for about 18 months. That made a total of about 6.5 years service. So then, when I comes home, then we comes home, and then she tried to get me leave from Edinburgh after Christmas time, because she said to the Sergeant Major that I hadn't been home for a Christmas at home for 5 years, see? But they wouldn't allow it. They wouldn't allow it. So anyway, we comes home, and then I comes back to Scotland then, and then it comes now for discharge. So reports from Edinburgh, or from Leith Fort, from there to Glasgow for a few details, Merrill Barracks, and then from there down to Hereford, where we got demobbed. We got issued with our demob outfit, you know. And then when I comes home, I'm home for a while, disembarkation leave, and then I goes back to the Elva, the tin plate works, for about 9 years, I think, and then from there I went to the docks as a docker.
When you got back to Swansea, when you first saw Swansea again,
oh yes,
was it in a mess?
Oh yes. Well, I never knew nothing at all. We, you know, we had heard, like, with letters about that he had bombed Swansea. Well, now I arrived at midnight now. Although I can only see silhouetted against the sky the state of the place, you know, I didn't, because it's still a blackout, you see. It's still a blackout.
The war was still on when...
The war was still on, it's 1945. Yes, you see. It's still a blackout, and I didn't realise mine to the extent that the damage was, you see.
Which parts of Swansea had been particularly badly hit by the bombing?
Oh, all central Swansea. All central Swansea.
Was it all flattened in the...
Yes, it was a terrible mess. There was a certain shelter that had direct hit, and there was 300, and they just closed the shelter. As far as I make out now, this is news that have come, you know, to me, like.
So, this was the area around the railway station?
Around I State, the central Swansea, central Swansea. Up in Town Hill or Mayhill, they had it. You see, when he was out the desert, he was concerned only with what was happening in the theatre of war. And now, when you're looking at war films after now, you were realising what was happening in other parts of the war, you know. But you didn't know when you was fighting your own part of the war. All he was concerned about was that, see.
And your wife had been bombed out?
She hadn't been bombed out, no. But my wife, she was in the ARP. Also, she was sent to Bridge End Ammunition Factory. She worked in the ammunition factory. So all the time I was out abroad, she was working in the ammunition factory. And she was an ARP warden.
Did she go to the ammunition factory voluntarily, or was she conscripted?
Conscripted.